talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Everybody, can I have your attention for a second? Thank you all so much for coming. I promise I'll keep this brief. As the great Neil Armstrong once said, let's launch this biatch.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Yes. Today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
Tight lips. Sink ships. What? No, that's loose. What? That's loose lips. Never mind.
Frankly, I'm disappointed. I'm appalled. And brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
Well, that's all well and good, but what does Diplo think?
Alexa, play a siren for 30 minutes.
And now.
Look, you know, we're both taking our time out of our days to do this with you, so just have a better attitude.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 20th of June.
What's up, fam?
What's happening?
I shouldn't get into this topic right out of the gate.
All right.
But maybe it is worth a discussion later on today.
Okay.
I feel like I should be part of the resistance, but I'm too lazy.
Part of the resistance, but you're too lazy.
But I'm too lazy. I know that things are bad right now, and I don't recognize America anymore, and it feels like we're living in some sort of bad dystopian television show right now. Like, every day it gets worse and worse, and I feel like many people are getting things that would have been outrageous 2 years ago are now just, well, that's today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just how it is.
It's just how it is, right. And I'm starting to feel complicit in not doing anything to stop it, yet I'm not going to write up a sign and go march in the streets, and I'm not going to do a lot of things that a lot of brave, smart people are doing.
If you don't like it here, you should move out of the country.
That's what people say.
Very good argument.
That's what people say. And by the way, that has crossed my mind, but that also doesn't change things here. And I love America, and I'd like to still recognize America.
I see. Mm.
And I don't anymore. I mean, everybody has – maybe – I'm just saying this. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like there's a breaking point for everybody.
Oh, agreed.
You are now starting to see more and more Republicans, including some high-profile ones, who are just – they give no Fs anymore about placating the president. They just are like, this has to stop. This is not acceptable anymore. And I think for a lot of people, that womp womp moment last night was maybe one of the worst things I've ever seen on television. And
because that issue is the one that seems to be breaking everybody, myself included. That's the issue where you go, okay, look, let's try to be human for a second. And then to get that response just pours fire on the you know, gasoline, whatever. However that one works.
Agreed.
However that works.
Yes.
So for folks who don't know about the womp womp, he kind of wasn't saying anything different than a lot of people are saying who have been defending the policy to separate children from their parents at the border. Mm-hmm. And you could get into a whole nother thing about you blame the families for coming over illegally because they should know that this is what's going to happen and we need to have borders, we need to have a wall. And I get all of that, and there are reasonable arguments to be made on those sides. But when we start separating the parents from their children, and in many cases it appears that these children never find their way back to their parents, by the way, which has been which has happened already so far. Mm. And we start, you know, locking them up in cages, and we don't even tell the parents that they're being gone. And then last night, the womp womp that I'm referring to is a former Trump campaign manager. Is that right, Allie?
Yes.
Corey Lewandowski, I think, is his name. So he's on TV, and one of the stories that is being discussed among these children being separated is a 10-year-old little girl with Down syndrome who is taken away from her parents. Now, I don't know a lot about Down syndrome, but I know any 10-year-old who gets ripped away from their parents, it's the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to them in their lives.
Yeah.
My guess is it might even be more so for someone with Down syndrome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Corey Lewandowski's response was, as that story was being told, womp womp.
Yeah.
Which means what? It's just all the same noise?
Like sad trombone.
I know, but
like making fun, like, oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
Womp womp, tough cookies. Tease.
Right, exactly, yeah. And you just look at that and you go, how is this a person who is considered a legitimate spokesperson for this administration. Well, clearly, he must be considered a legitimate spokesperson if he's being interviewed on CNN, right?
That was on Fox News Channel, but yes, he's also on CNN, and he's now a freelancer, so he goes wherever he's hired. But
but they look at him and they go, okay, this is a guy who can speak responsibly on this topic, and that's his response is womp womp. It's just like, I don't even know how this person. This person should never be allowed on TV to speak about issues like this before.
Yeah.
And the people who think womp womp is an appropriate response to this, this is where my sentence runs out. I don't know what to do next because I'm too lazy to be a part of the resistance. But God bless the people who are.
I decided last night, and I tweeted this, that I can no longer engage people that do not believe in facts. There was a man that was saying, kids aren't getting separated from, and I said, toddlers and babies are just strolling over the border alone. And he's like, wow, you're tomorrow. It blows my mind that you want to own the libs so hard that you just reject basic effing humanity at this point. Yeah. And if you think about it, Corey Lewandowski and the other Trump campaign manager, you got Corey Lewandowski saying womp womp. The other one's in jail for witness tampering.
Right.
That should tell you all you need to know about this administration.
And I also get that the president realizes that this is his base's favorite issue. Is the wall and immigration, and he knows that he has tremendous support with his people for this. But at some point, this has to go beyond just politics.
Yeah, I think so, too. Don't you think his people at some point are going to go, look, we're not in favor of separating an 8-year-old from his parents?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you support the president, you can be against that.
And even if you want immigration restrictions, you want to figure this out.
Right.
This, since April, has been their policy of separating. This is brand new. So don't even think about tweeting me or emailing me that this is Obama's policy or this is Bush's policy. F you. This started in April.
Yeah. It did.
And I'm getting so angry right now because it's devastating.
This is where I'm coming from. This is why when I started, I said, I don't even know if I should bring this up because it does take you down an unpleasant place. But I'm feeling the same way you are, Allie, which is just depressed and despondent. Yep. And I just don't recognize this country anymore. I don't recognize it. And what do I do? What are you going to do? Kevin, what are you going to do? Are we just watching the world burn and we're just going, well, somebody else's problem?
No, I got from a Jimmy Kimmel tweet one thing that you can do, and that's to call your representative. And I don't think I've ever done that in my entire life. Still have it, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I wrote down the number, and it's like, okay, this is actually something that I can say to somebody.
Yeah,
and at the very least.
You can call your reps. You can make sure everyone you know is registered to vote. You can make sure everyone you know knows when an upcoming election is. And you can give money to the ACLU. You can give money to certain different charities that are working to get things to these kids.
Well, now that helps because I'm good at giving money. That
See?
I can do.
There you go.
That I can do from home and it's easy.
Yeah.
So that's
Bean is supremely, supremely upset.
Yeah.
Right.
But has to be able to solve it from home.
Yes. I also think people with the radio show, maybe we don't give a platform to people that are complicit with things like this. That's just a thought.
Have we done that? Who's complicit with this?
We do a segment every Monday with Harvey Levin, who is complicit with Trump. There's been write-ups about what he does with him, how he has protected him, how he has gone after women that have alleged.
Right, but you're saying he's complicit with taking the kids away from the parents? Do you know that?
He's complicit with Trump.
He's okay.
So, yes. Mm. I can say that.
Here's what I'll say again, is you could be a Donald Trump supporter even. Mm-hmm. And not be in favor of taking kids away from parents. I mean,
Absolutely,
you can do both.
And I think there are. I think there are a lot of those. I have not seen evidence of that, but I can't imagine everyone who is a supporter of the president is okay with
that.
Love to hear from people that are supporters of the president that don't agree with this.
Yeah,
I'd love
I haven't
to hear
yet.
It. I haven't.
Maybe we do that today. I've tried to find him. Remember how well it went last time we talked to Trump supporters?
Yeah. And that was before.
Right.
What? Yeah. before Charlottesville,
but I'm saying we can narrow in on this specific topic. Everything else is off the table. You love the president? Fine.
Uh-huh.
How about this specific topic?
Okay, yeah, because what about
no,
it
do we
never
need a wall?
Comes into play
that's
with
not part of it. Do we need a wall? That's not part of it.
Yeah.
Do we need, you know, law? That's not part of it. Just separating kids from parents. I can't imagine everybody's like, yeah, it's a great idea.
I mean, all right, we'll talk about it later. I'm sorry to drag us down into this, you guys.
No, it's a good start.
I mean, it's the comedy we're known for.
It's just what you want.
It's just what people come to this show for.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeat show, shall we?
Oh, nothing but legitness, man. Nothing but legitness. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a scientific survey today we need your help with. It's very important.
It's maybe the most important vote you'll ever cast.
Right.
Wow.
After all that was just said,
quite,
yes.
Uh-huh. Quite the whiplash I just got.
Another World Cup date on the program today, which is
I can't wait.
About 99% non-soccer related stuff. It's great. We've got your tickets to Mission Impossible Fallout, a K-Rock Advanced screening of that, and comedian Brian Callen joins us as well, as well as your tickets for 30 Seconds to Mars. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
By the way, we haven't mentioned this enough because it's a very cool event next week on the 26th. Kat Corbett and Megan Holliday are going to be welcoming to the HD Radio Sound Space two great new bands. Greta Van Fleet and Fiddler are both going to be here at K-Rock performing live. Have we ever had two bands at one time in the HD Radio Sound Space?
I don't think so.
But
are they playing together?
Yeah, same time.
They're doing each other's songs?
No, they're doing their own songs.
Oh, same time. Ooh, that might get weird.
Yeah.
Check out both of these great bands, though, Greta Van Fleet and Fiddler. They will both be here. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to join them in person, including next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. All right, Wednesday morning, 5:54. Allie, what's happening?
So we use a service for some of the show business news,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes includes a little joke with the story that you may want to use.
They give us a suggested joke if you want to be a funny morning show.
Right.
Throw this one in.
Can I do a couple of those
Please.
For you?
These are the worst.
So here's the first one. A study by creditcards.com found that millennials tip less than any other generation, which is especially uncool because 9 times out of 10, their parents are paying for the meal. Yeah. Oh. Here's the next one.
That hurts my soul.
Just because this is a fantastic story. Georgia police are looking for a group of thieves who rappelled through the ceiling of a Best Buy and stole $100,000 worth of Apple products. That's amazing.
Right.
I want to know more about that story. I don't need these two jokes. So, like, three new iPhones?
Because they're expensive.
Because they're expensive.
Oh, it's crazy.
We've got a twofer on this one, guys. But most Best Buy workers consider the real Mission Impossible getting the Geek Squad a date. Oh, my God.
How have you been letting this comedy not onto the air?
Honestly, I feel like you should start bringing that to us more. You can give the disclaimer that it's not your joke.
I will.
Holy crap.
Or how about if I don't give you the disclaimer and you have to guess?
Whether it was your joke or not.
Oh, and then sad when it's really my joke. Right. You're like, that's the dumb one that they write.
You have been burying this kind of comedy all these years? Come on, Allie.
Guys, this is...
I think that...
Because the guys in the Geek Squad have trouble getting a date.
Right. That's a real Mission Impossible. Because the rappelling.
I think that the guy, stay with me here, the guy who writes the comedy, I think, for that service is Benny the Joke Man. Remember, we brought in some other stuff from Benny the Joke Man.
Do you think it's him?
I do.
Same guy?
I think he's the one who works
the
on
same
it,
quality, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Maybe we need to get back on that guy's radar. That's his jokes.
Not positive he loves us.
That's what the show needs, though.
Absolutely.
Right?
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande don't do anything.
Already have kids?
At a snail's pace. So they got engaged after a few weeks of dating. He got tattoos of Ariana Grande-related things. What are those? The cat ears and everything?
Yeah.
And they've been spotted now going furniture shopping in New York. Apparently, they also went apartment shopping together. Are they moving in together?
Hmm.
I mean, they're going to get married, so Why not test it out?
I mean, it's going awfully fast.
Yeah.
Don't be divorced by 4th of July, but other than that, it seems like a good plan.
Why the rush? Kids, you got your whole life ahead of you.
Great
right?
question.
Right. I believe we have a new moment with Justin.
I mean...
Do we have that so quickly?
That was pretty quick.
Let's hear it.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And right. then to get that response just pours fire yeah. on the you know, gasoline, whatever. However that one works.
Agreed.
However that works.
Yes.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I get that one, though, Kevin.
Thank you.
It's an emotional topic.
Thank you.
But what would you say now that you've had a minute to think about it?
Pour gasoline on fire.
Is
that right?
Excellent.
Yeah, okay.
Is that right? It absolutely is.
All right.
You want some birthdays, you guys?
Sure. Only if they come with those jokes.
No?
No.
That's too bad. Nicole Kidman. Lionel Richie.
Go ahead. Last one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
That's Bean.
Bean.
Formerly known as Flash Phillips.
Look. You're right.
I mean, that was a one-off, though. You didn't do that numerous times, right?
Oh, please. Have you met Bean?
I enjoy the pun.
That is one he probably kept and high-fived himself over and over about.
Well, I mean, the tape still exists all these years later.
That's one for Burtonsville, for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
Oh, God bless you. Actor John Goodman, actor Christopher Mintz-Plasse, and singer Brian Wilson. And that's what's happening.
He has been one of the biggest box office stars in the world for, I don't know, like 30 years. It's unbelievable the career Tom Cruise has had. And one of his best roles is the star of Mission Impossible. They got a new film called Fallout. It's going to be coming out July 27th. The world premiere is going to be in Paris. You qualify for that, and you get a chance to see the movie locally, too. If you can get past this game, it's all about Tom Cruise and his movies. We call it the Tom Tom Club.
Let's go down to the Tom Tom Club. Let's find out what's all the hubbub. Tom Cruise movies, yeah, that's where it's at. Come on, get it right, and don't be whack. The Tom Tom Club. Tom Cruise. The Tom Tom Club. Movies. The Tom Tom Club. Yes, please. The Tom Tom Club. Ooh-wee. Let's Tom Tom.
We played this game yesterday, and Tom Cruise fans knew their Tom Cruise films, didn't they?
They sure did, yeah.
So we got a whole new batch of movies for you. All we'll do is play a clip from a popular Tom Cruise film. You just tell us the title, and you win?
Yes, there's five pair.
You win a pair of tickets to the local screening, and you're eligible for the trip to Paris. All right, who's up first?
Correct. First is Antoinette in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hi.
All right, you get the game. I'm going to play a clip of a Tom Cruise movie. You just have to tell us what it is.
Awesome.
Here you go.
It's your coffin, my love. Enjoy it. Most of us never get to know what it feels like. Why do you do this? I like to do it. I enjoy it. Take your receipts, taste pure things. Kill them swiftly if you will. But do it! For do not doubt! You are a killer, Louis!
All right.
Whoa, intense.
Interview with a Vampire?
That is correct, yes. Nicely done, you win.
Enjoy the film.
All right, let's go to Casey in Fontana. Hi, Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
We are good. Are you ready for your clue?
I sure hope so.
Tell us what Tom Cruise movie this is.
After two championships and seven straight wins, you were fired.
I lost my ride. Doesn't matter. I'd have quit regardless.
Why is that?
Wasn't going anywhere.
Well, where do you want to go?
Indianapolis.
Boom. What's that? Why boom?
Oh, man.
Indianapolis, big clue.
Oh man, I'm drawing a blank. I know it's a football movie. I can't think of the name.
It's that popular football movie, Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder, yeah.
Thank you for playing.
All right, let's go to Rob in Orange. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, party people.
Morning. Welcome to the Tom Tom Club. You ready?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
All right, here it is.
You know how to make a red eye, Mister? What's your name?
Brian Flanagan. No, I'm sorry, I haven't had the pleasure as yet.
What about a vodka martini with a Pernod float?
I'm a fast learner.
Are you ready for the big time, young Mr. Flanagan?
I think I can handle it.
Boom.
Right?
Rob, what film is that?
That would be Cocktail.
That
it
would
is.
Be Cocktail, yeah. You win. Congrats. All right. Let's go to Brett in Sherman Oaks. Hi, Brett.
Hey, what'd it do?
Tom Tom Club. You ready?
Tom Tom.
Here you go.
Respect the and tame the tame it. Take it on head first with the skills that I will teach you at work and say no.
I wish he had won an Academy Award for that role.
Correct.
One of my favorite movies.
God, it's incredible. All right, what do you think there, son?
Is it Magnolia?
It is.
It is. Nicely done. Well done.
All right. By the way, has Tom Cruise ever won an Oscar?
I don't think he
has. Which is insane, right?
Yeah. Did he not win one for the... Shoot. No? Well, we'll look it up.
I don't think so. He sure deserves one. All right, who's next?
Next is Bill in Santa Fe Springs. Hi, Bill.
Hey, what's going on?
Tom Tom Club, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Max.
Max, I'm Vincent.
Red light, Max.
Hold on.
Man, you were going to drive me around tonight and never be the wiser, but we're into plan B.
You just met him once and you kill him like that?
But I should only kill people after I get to know them.
All right, what movie was that?
Oh, wow. Dude, I'm drawing a blank on that one. I knew all the other ones, too.
I guarantee I wouldn't have known this either.
I wouldn't either.
What's that?
Eyes Wide Shut?
No. Good guess, though. I mean, it's Collateral. Collateral.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you
for playing. By the way, here's the update on...
Don't do it, because one of the answers is next.
Don't do what?
The update on Tom Cruise.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Kevin, who's calling us from Santa Clarita. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. You ready for your clue?
Yeah.
Here you go.
You never killed a baby. You never had to kill a baby because you never put your soul into that war. You never put your soul on the line, man.
How do you know? How the f*** do you know? Maybe I killed babies. Maybe I killed more babies than you did, you f***.
That was a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Name of the movie?
I know he was in a wheelchair as a Vietnam movie.
That's it.
Yes. And it was called...
I don't know. I can't think of it. I'm just thinking Apocalypse Now, but I know it's not it.
Oh, so close.
It's Born on the 4th of July.
Okay, go ahead, Bean.
I was just going to say, I wasn't going to name any movies, just he's been nominated 3 times and has never won an Academy Award. That's
Magnolia,
all I was going to
say. Magnolia, Jerry Maguire in that movie.
All right, okay. We got time for one more.
Gabriel in Covina, hi.
Good morning, guys.
Good How morning. You Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's your clip.
Hitler's Germany has seen its last sunrise. Can I count you in? 10 minutes. One for the checkpoint. 2 for the walk. 1 to the bunker 6 to get out. Plenty of time.
All right. What movie is that?
Why are we all whispering?
I think I'm going to... It was kind of hard to hear, but I think it's Valkyrie.
Wow.
It
wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
You win. Okay, great. Way to go. And thanks for playing the game.
Yes, please. Tom Tom Club. Ooh-wee. I got to give the monkey some credit here, Allie. Considering how scattershot he usually is, aren't you astounded at the multitasking he's doing, watching soccer every morning during the show and still being on the show?
I'm not watching soccer. I'm paying close attention
You're
to the show.
You're watching soccer all day, every day.
Watching soccer on your phone.
I was on my phone. I got it on my computer now.
Okay. Yeah. You've got one earphone in.
Correct.
You're tweeting with people about soccer.
Uh-huh.
You're having conversations in the studio. It's a whole new Kevin.
And staying on top of the show as well.
As much as you normally do, but that's what I'm impressed with.
There
has been no decline in your attention span on the show because you're watching full-time soccer. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I'm
just saying,
I'm multitasking. Impressive. You guys don't know everything about me.
Oh, I guess not. We don't pour your cereal.
That's true.
I know there are a lot of people who are into the World Cup, many more who aren't because, you know, soccer. But believe it or not, there's tons of stuff going on around this World Cup that has nothing to do with the play on the field. And that's why we present for you another Kevin and Bean World Cup Day.
We started this with...
We got no intro?
Yeah, I felt like it should be like some sort of vuvuzela.
I don't know. I don't think we have anything. Did you say vuvuzela?
Yeah, but I said vuvuzela.
Okay.
It should be some sort of vagina.
Now, all right, let's get Omar on the update.
This all started with Tamara Pletnova.
Oh,
World Cup.
We got that.
By the way, that's what it was, I think. She was the head of Russian Parliament Family, Women, and Children Affairs, and she told Russian women not to have sex with non-white foreigners because she didn't want the kids to be discriminated against. And then for the win, Argentina put out a list of tips on picking up Russian women. That's strong. That was the story that sort of got us started. I don't know if you've seen the stadium. I just put a picture of it up on my Twitter at TheKevinWriter with a Y. FIFA requires that World Cup stadiums have at least a capacity of 35,000 people. Well, there's a Russian stadium that's too small. So they built temporary seating outside of the stadium.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Literally, look at the picture. Literally a whole section of seats.
Is this the one that's on a hill, kind of up from the stadium a little bit, so they can look down into it?
No. I don't know if it's on a hill or not, but it's literally they built external seats, a whole section.
That's a real picture.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
So that stadium would match the FIFA standards. So you could be sitting like on the 75th row on an outside bleacher looking into the stadium.
And hopefully not seeing the roof.
Right.
Just ducking a little bit.
Right.
Oh, man.
So that's real. Here's another story. Moscow runs low on beer. What? Wouldn't you think you'd be prepared? The entire world is coming there?
Right.
You'd be prepared?
Maybe Russia is all in on vodka and not so much on anything else.
They say the sun makes people thirsty. In Russia, we say drink to the bottom. I guess these guys are embracing our culture. Yeah, you're the only ones that drink beer to the bottom. Well done. Here's my favorite quote. An upscale eatery, there was a waiter that said, and I quote, "We just didn't think they would only want beer."
Have they seen a soccer match before?
I'm not positive, because that's absurd.
Yeah, just holding a little martini glass, watching soccer. What's happening?
So apparently it's taken them a long time to get restocked as well, because they're running low everywhere. So it's like, you're trying to get beer, you can't get beer. And that's BS.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the England-Tunisia game. Bean, I know you watched that one.
Uh-huh.
There were bugs. Some of them were mosquitoes, some they call midges, which is something that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm, that's a thing, yeah.
They were told before the game that there were going to be a lot of them. So they put all kinds of spray on themselves before the game, at halftime, whenever they could, during the game. They just blanketed themselves. Ugh. And these little bugs, and sometimes they were so little, and I love this, that you would see a guy on the field like swinging, but you couldn't really see the bugs. So looked like they're effing crazy. And they were swarming around the players. Literally, there would be 300 of these midges right around a guy's head, which doesn't seem good. Harry Kane, who's the star for England, said he had a particular problem with them. He said, there are quite a lot of flies. And we went out to warm up. There was a lot more than we thought. So they put the bug spray on, and Harry Kane, who scored the two goals that won for England, said, some of them get in your mouth, some of them get in your eyes.
Oh, no.
There were that many. Oh. But I guess that's just part of dealing with whatever comes your way. So that's not ideal. And this may be my favorite story of the day. South Korea's World Cup coach, Shin Tae-young, admitted that his team mixed around the jersey numbers for recent training sessions and warm-up games because he believes, quote, Westerners find it difficult to distinguish between Asians.
Then how does moving the numbers around make that easier for us?
It doesn't. What was happening was Sweden sent a coach to watch them practice before the World Cup. He rented a house, he took out a telescope, and he was watching them practice.
Spygate.
Yes.
Belichick.
Exactly. So this coach found out about that and changed the numbers all up so they wouldn't know who were the strikers and who were the defenders.
That's smart.
Because that is actually genius.
He said, in my opinion, when Europeans look at Asians, they just can't identify him for one of the reasons. We wanted to confuse the Swedish teams. That's why we did that.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
Literally put different numbers on different players so that Sweden couldn't tell them apart. Nice. And that's the Kevin and Bean World Cup update.
Oh, did you need the thing again?
And that's the Kevin and Bean World Cup update.
World Cup.
The Kevin and 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Tonight is the night, the debut of the K-Rock No Limit Comedy Night with Brad Williams. It's going to be at the Hollywood Park Casino. It's a tremendous lineup, by the way. Brad is going to be your host. Garfunkel and Oates are on the bill. Very funny Kate Quigley, J.B. Ball, and our friend Brian Callen as well. Tickets on sale right now at playhbc.com for just $30, and that includes a complimentary drink. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, I agree.
Good night of comedy there. Buy your tickets. Plan on being there tonight. And Brian will join us in studio coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, Wednesday morning. Allie, what's happening?
It turns out if you are in jail for murder, even if your mother passes away on Sunday, you're probably not going to get out to go to that funeral.
Mm, okay.
I'm not sure why this is really news, but Suge Knight is in jail. And he wanted to be let out because his mother passed away on Sunday, had a stroke. And the LA County Sheriff's Department was like, yeah, no, you're in here for murder. But it turns out he can actually petition the courts.
He can.
But it's very rare that they would go against the sheriff's orders of no.
I don't feel like Suge Knight needs to get out of jail for
Well, anything. You have always said he is a pussy.
I've never said that. That was beer mug. I've heard him say it 1,000 times.
You guys are the worst. Do you guys remember when we found out that Apple was getting into the scripted game?
Yes.
They were going to have their own streaming service of shows. And then their first comedy order was a Kristen Wiig show. And people were so excited because it was going to be her first return to TV after her 7 seasons on SNL. Well, it looks like it's probably not going to happen because the planned production schedule for the Apple comedy is overlapping with the filming schedule for the Wonder Woman sequel where she's playing the villain Cheetah. So kind of a bummer, right?
That's too bad.
Probably a bigger bummer for Apple. But it's now on hold as producers regroup. Recasting remains a possibility because they picked up the project straight to series with a 10-episode order. So we will see.
All right. It's a trap!
I don't think it's a trap. I think they just have to decide if they wait and put the show out later or if they recast it. But I was looking forward to Kristen Wiig on my TV again.
Right? Same.
Sure. Bean sent me this story, and I need more info on why. But Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, she does that Red Table Talk series on Facebook, where she talks about some stuff.
Okay,
this is where we got the story last week about Willow walking in on the parents, right? Mm-hmm. That was on that show.
Well, now we're finding out all about her vaginal rejuvenation.
Let me just say, nice.
Her quote. When I tell you my yoni is like a 16-year-old, I'm not kidding. I'm talking about the outside. It looks like a little beautiful peach. Thank you, Jada.
Let me just say, nice. And I am not saying that live, just for folks.
Are you sure?
Folks who want to know. That's,
are you sure?
That seems to be tape.
Pretty good tape, right?
So she said she had 3 treatments, and she said she was doing it because she had bladder issues. And I was not aware of this, but vaginal rejuvenation is used to fix issues with dryness, incontinence, pain during sex, as well as altering the outside appearance.
Let me just say, nice.
I mean, Bean.
But the vaginas are so gross.
All right. I'm just saying, it's the center of life, so you can shape up that bad girl, why not?
That's vaginas what I'm are weird. Get over it.
I'm not saying they're weird. I'm saying they are life-giving.
Sure.
And stuff.
And stuff.
My vagine is special. Yes. Do you want to see it?
Let me just say, nice.
That show never made it to Broadway.
Didn't?
Yeah, my vagine, which is upsetting. Very upsetting. However, Pharrell Williams is working on a Broadway musical. See what I did? I mean, you can't write this stuff, guys. Pharrell Williams, working on a Broadway musical. He's teaming up with Black-ish creator Kenya Barris on a show inspired by Juneteenth, which is the holiday celebrating the final day of slavery in the U.S. Kenya will write the lyrics in the book, and Pharrell will take care of the music.
Interesting.
All right. And this is kind of interesting. Designer Alexander Wang has teamed up with Trojan Condoms. It seems perfect, doesn't it? The designer has partnered with Trojan Condoms on a Protect Your Wang collection. It will benefit the LGBT Center of New York. The collaboration includes a hat, t-shirt, bandana, and socks, all with the message, Protect Your Wang.
Chicks love wang bone. Why do you think they have strap-ons and things in that nature?
And every purchase comes with a free wang condom. A lot of wang.
Sure.
In that story.
A lot of it.
A lot of wang. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you about a mall that is being built that is going to blow your mind. But first, when's the last time you went to a mall? Do you go to malls still?
Almost never.
Right.
Once every couple months.
I mean, they're dying, right?
They're
dying all across America. I mean, West Side Pavilion is shutting down.
Yeah, because most people are doing the Amazon thing.
Mm-hmm. I do most of it online.
Yeah, yeah, big box type places like that. But when I tell you about this mall that they're building and what will be inside of it, let me just give you a little teaser. It's going to cost an estimated $4 billion for this mall. I'll tell you all about it coming up. Some birthdays for you. Actress Nicole Kidman, singer Lionel Richie.
That's one for Burtonsville, for Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
True. And actors John Goodman and Christopher Mintz-Plasse and singer Brian Wilson. And that's what's happening.
All right, we need your help on something. It's a scientific survey, so we're not going to tell you what it is, but we would like you to call 1-800-520-1067 so you can cast a vote and help us decide something.
We're looking for jurors, basically.
Right. 1-800-520-1067. Call now. We'll do our scientific survey next.
Hilarious comedian Brian Callen in CD with us in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock. Very much looking forward to that. And keep listening to the show for your chance to win tickets for 30 Seconds to Mars and maybe a chance to see them in San Francisco as well. That's all coming up. Hey, listen, I know we have the scientific survey standing by. We have callers on the line. But do you mind if we do something real quick?
Sure.
But ahead of that, let's bring up the satellite. I think Beer Mug is joining us on location in Australia right now. We need an update on a story that I have been following. Mugs, are you there, sir?
Aye, good eye, Kevin and Bane.
and where are you right now, Beer Mug?
We are at the Goat Island Lodge just south of the Adelaide River, where Casey the Crocodile and Pippa are having a blast here with owner Kai Hansen.
Now, what is the deal? Pippa has some sort of a trick that she runs back and forth to the water and, like, kind of taunts the crocodile a little bit?
It's quite adorable, actually. For 10 years now, Pippa has been chasing Casey the Crocodile around. The minute that Casey gets out of the water, Pippa just jumps right at him, and Casey gets like a scared little croc and goes right back into the river.
And how does Pippa seem today? I understand that Pippa's getting ready to try it one more time.
Pippa's crawling out. Oh, here comes Pippa right now.
Oh,
what an adorable little terrier.
All right.
And here's Casey the croc, and here comes Pippa. And Pippa is running up to Casey. Casey seems to be staring at Pippa, something that the guests... Oh, look, everybody's having a great time. Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, no!
No! Oh, are you kidding me? It didn't work out for Pippa Mugs?
That's a wrap on Pippa.
All right, thank you. Nice to hear from you all the way in Australia. So I was hoping, man, the first thing I thought when I woke up this morning is I hope Pippa makes it today.
Sure.
But it didn't look like it was her day. I'm sorry to say.
That's a shame.
All right, here's the deal. Since we brought you this story on Animal Stories a couple of weeks ago, we've been having some fun with Pippa versus Casey. But, Allie, would you say it's fair to say that not all of our listeners have enjoyed it as much as we have?
Yeah, some are very upset.
I mean, the dog does get eaten by the crocodile.
Yeah, and the dog was a dick. But
and the owners were a dick.
The owners made that dog do it.
Yeah.
I wish the owners got eaten.
I don't think the owners made the dog do it as much as let the dog do it.
Okay, fine.
Okay. But Pippa got away with it for 10 years.
Right?
She kind of had
Let's look
coming.
At it that way. 10 right? years of good life.
Had a good run.
She did. She kind of But there are people, and look, I am very much an animal lover. Very much so. And I never in a million years would want to see anything bad happen to a dog.
Except for Pippa.
But it is hilarious. In this case.
That's why it's so shocking. You of all people would get, if Kevin found this clip, feel like you would be the first one to be like, this isn't okay,
yes,
guys.
I would play it and it would drive him crazy.
Right.
But the tape is so funny because everybody
is so funny.
So excited.
But
so
you're on my side now.
Oh, now that scares me.
Right?
This is what, because we heard from people, I mean, some regular listeners who contribute all the time, they write in and say, look, I've been listening to your show for decades, but I just can't anymore if you're going to play Pippa. That made me start to think that, hey, there may be some people out there who this is just too traumatic, too painful, too mean. So maybe we needed to do a scientific survey on this, leave this up to the listeners to help us, guide us on whether we still play the Pippa tapes.
So we just take votes and our listeners decide.
That's right.
Okay.
And by the way, the topic is dead once we do a scientific survey. That's how we've always operated.
Exactly. It's law. It's law.
We abide by it. So let's get to some calls on this scientific survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
Some good production right there.
Okay. just got this text in, by the way. If you guys play Poor Pippa Dying every goddamn day, I'll never listen again. Swear to God, Bean, if you play the Pippa clip one more time, I'm going to take you to Australia and throw you to Casey the Crocodile. I can't take it anymore.
Right. Let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. To make sure that the voters know what they're voting on, we should play it for each one.
Oh,
am I
my
right,
God.
So just to make sure they know the whole issue.
I think they just heard it while they were on hold.
Come on, man.
All right, let's take our first call and see. I'm nervous. I'm a little bit nervous because on the one hand, I love the Pippa clip and I want to play it. But on the other hand, I don't want to do something if it's driving listeners away or making people uncomfortable listening to our show.
Since when did that become your position? All right, Karen, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you and thank you. Okay, so what do you feel?
Definitely keep playing it. Only because the first time was so traumatic, but the second time made me so happy. You keep playing it, like people will turn around, I swear to God.
Okay. It's one of those things that's not funny, not funny, not funny, not funny, then boom, suddenly it's funny.
Especially how much Dean enjoys it.
That really does help. Okay.
That really made me happy.
Thank you, Karen. All right, we're going to put you down as a yes on Pippa. All right, that's one. Who's next?
Let's go to Rob in Orange. Hi, Rob.
Hey, party people. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Great.
We're fine. I'm a little nervous, though, because, you know, we got Pippagate going on here. What do you think?
It's definitely pretty messed up. Not a fan of it, though I did laugh and have continued to laugh when you guys have played it. It's probably if you could like edit out the sounds of Pippa, it might be a little bit better, but.
Play it or no? We need a yes or a no vote here, dude.
I'd say probably not, no.
All right, Rob is a no.
He's a no. Right on the fence, though.
Right? Just barely.
Yeah. And he laughs when he hears it.
Right.
But he's still saying no.
I love that Rob wants it edited.
He does, yeah.
Right.
Edit it, it'll all be
right.
Good.
All right, 1-1 on this scientific survey.
All right, let's go to, is it Marie? Mary?
Hi.
Hi there.
Maddie. Hi.
Maddie, welcome to the show from Southgate. You know what we're talking about here. Pippa, yay or nay?
Yay, it's hilarious.
Yay!
It's hilarious.
Thank you, Maddie.
I don't know
going our way, Bean.
I don't think we're appealing to the best instincts in people because they know how wrong it is.
Right.
Yet they still can't help enjoying it, and that's kind of how I feel, too.
But that's sort of our whole show.
Can I share with you a text I got yesterday?
Yes, of course.
From Mrs. Bean.
Oh.
From
no.
Donna.
Oh, no.
She doesn't get a vote.
I woke up late. Did Pippa make it today? Oh, my God. What's happening in that home?
All right. Where are we? 2-1?
2-1.
2-1.
And 3 is the magic number, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to Steve in Covina. Hi, Steve.
Popo's out, fellas. Allie, what's up, girl?
What's up, Steve?
All right, Steve. You could be the deciding vote or you could tie it up. We're 2-1 right now. Yay or nay on Pippa?
Well, I'd like to say toughen up, America. I'm a yay.
Look at that! And it passes! Steve is a great American. Karen is a great American. Maddie is a great American.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Pippa and see how she's responding to the news, shall we?
No! That's a shame.
She was just celebrating.
Felt like she had it.
That was Kevin and Bean's Scientific Survey.
Okay, everybody, don't forget to call in. I'm Gary Brooks. This is The Score. Let's talk some sports. All sports except for soccer. And don't call me and tell me how great soccer is. You always say things like, oh, come on, it's the most popular sport in the entire world. Who cares? Coldplay is the most popular band in the entire world, but that doesn't mean I don't want to light a Nickelback CD on fire and beat Chris Martin over the head with it.
All right, I don't know that that's necessary. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and we are in the first week of the World Cup going on. And, Kevin, if there's one thing that people don't like about soccer,
yeah,
it's that players get a stiff breeze and fall to the grass as if they've just been shot in the head.
Yeah, it's diving, and it drives me crazy because there's no way to defend that.
Why?
Stop it.
Why does the league still allow it, though?
Look, here's the thing. The refs, there's only one ref on the field, basically, and he has to run back and forth, and then a lot of times he doesn't have a good angle. So if a guy sort of kicks at your feet and you dive, you get the call sometimes. Right. It works in your favor sometimes.
Then maybe spend another $40,000 a year and get another ref on the field.
Occasionally, the ref will literally give somebody a yellow card for diving.
Oh.
For, they call it simulation. But they don't do that nearly enough. And if they have video review, I think they should go back to video review and after the game, fine people for doing it. Like the Portugal player that just dove. I don't know if you saw that, but
yeah, what happened to him?
All right, a guy, they were talking back and forth, and a guy from Morocco was right behind the guy from Portugal. And the guy, hey, Brian Callen, come on in. Comedian Brian Callen is here.
Fantastic.
And the guy from Morocco tapped him on the shoulder twice.
Oh.
And the guy from Portugal dove to the ground like he had just been assaulted or shot with a rifle.
Right.
It was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen.
And this is why you think soccer sucks.
I hate this part about soccer.
Okay.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though. Do the other players admire that strategy because they know that you're just trying to get a good call from the ref, or do they secretly mock those people for looking weak?
When it's that ridiculous, I think they hate it as well. Hey, Brian, do you like soccer or not?
I live for soccer, especially World Cup drama. And by the way, I enjoy when they grab their leg and wail, when they crack the clouds with their screams. No. And they scream for their mother. Oh, no. They scream for their mother or something, and it's fantastic.
They're rolling, 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 rolling.
It's all part of the game. You want to draw the penalty.
I hate that. And
I hate you're a man. You guys are men. You're American men. You're big, stout, aggressive American men.
Thank you for noticing that.
There's more drama in my sport.
But look,
I fight, I fake an injury, then I sue them.
But I mean, in the UFC, perfect example, Brian, in the UFC, there was just a fight a couple weeks ago where a guy broke his hand during the match and kept fighting, okay? In hockey, people lose teeth, they break bones, they stay on the ice, whatever. They never let it show that they're hurt. In soccer, these guys...
There's an advantage to drawing a penalty when you fake an injury and then you get...
The NBA is probably the closest other sport where people flop.
Yeah.
You know, they try and act like they just... Yeah.
It's also, I think, very European. Like, it's very dramatic.
I was just going to say, when Vlade was playing for the Lakers, Vlade Divac, I hated him because he was a flopper.
Yeah.
Drove me crazy.
I like their hair. I admire. Okay. All I want is...
You're missing the point.
I know, but I
but
want...
But I'm now starting to get it.
But I want thick black hair in my eyes when I take my sport.
Right.
I call it taking my sport. Take my team. Yes, sir.
Who's your team? Do you have a team you're rooting
for? No. Yes, I like the I just like the Latin teams. I just like the way they seem to look, the flair involved. Mm-hmm. I want to play soccer with hair in my eyes, and I want to make love with hair in my eyes, and I want to keep going oof, oof, to get it out of my...
Okay.
So that's what I... You know what I'm saying?
It's a worthy goal.
Yeah.
You are dreaming big.
No, I am dreaming big. I like the hair. I want the hair in my eyes so it covers the thick vein that tends to work its way.
Wait, no, we're still talking about your head, right?
My head, for God's sake, in my forehead.
Brian Callen is here, comedian, actor, podcaster. Very excited to see you again. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk about the show you're doing tonight, and so much more in the world of Callen right after this on K-Rock. Say it again, Allie. Say it again, what you were just saying off air.
He actually said the same thing that he said when he came off the stage at Foolishness, when I said, seriously, you just killed. And he hugged me, and he said, seriously, I'm just talented. How great am I? And I just reiterated again how good he was. And he's like, I'm just talented. You are. You really are.
No, that's silly. I've just been doing it for 20 years.
Talking about the great Brian Callen, who's in studio with us here on the Kevin Amin Show. Yeah, he played Foolishness. Let me get the plug out for folks who can't stick with us. Tonight, you are part of the inaugural No Limit Comedy Night with Brad Williams at the Hollywood Park Casino.
I'm excited.
That's going to be fun. By the way, great lineup. Brad has told us great things about J.B. Ball and Kate Quigley. Of course, you're a known quantity, and Garfunkel and Oates, amazing as well. That's a tremendous lineup for $30, and that includes your first drink.
That's crazy.
All you have to do is buy your tickets online now at playhpc.com. Playhpc.com. That is going to be tonight at the Hollywood Park Casino. So, Brian, I'm psyched that you're doing that.
You gambler? You going to stick around afterwards?
I never had a thing with gambling.
Never.
I tried to play blackjack once with a guy who was trying to teach me strategy, and then I went, I bet everything. I lose my patience. Right. And I lost like $700 like this. Ready? Blink.
Oh,
and there it is.
Man.
Zero. And I was like, but to the point where I was being so reckless that the pit boss was going, hey, just keep it. You're terrible.
He was telling me not to bet,
and then to bet. Nobody could help me.
What is your passion in life besides comedy, Brian? What is it you most love to do or into?
I like learning a new language. It sounds like a weird, not a language, but anything is a language, right? So I obsess over boxing, or I obsess over tennis. And then I like to read. And my favorite thing probably is just to write new material. I'm about to shoot my special in Chicago, July 20th. And the constant process of carving the jokes and getting the rhythm, it's like writing a song or something. So anytime I'm kind of I feel like I'm doing work, I'm getting work done, that's fun.
Do you have a set time where you say, okay, now I need to write?
No, but I do think you can set – I hate words like work hard. I hate when people – concepts like I work hard. I hate discipline. I hate that stuff. Because what that does, that immediately – it's punitive. So it's like you don't work hard. I don't need sugar. I'm more disciplined. I can't stand that.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. I like the idea of like sometimes I'll be like I don't feel like writing, but I'll set a timer for 20 minutes only, and it'll get you in that rhythm.
That's how long you have to write.
Yeah, no, I don't have to do anything. I just have to sit and not look at my phone, and just let something come to me. Flannery O'Connor, the great writer, that she died at 39, but she was a female writer in the 30s in the South. But she said something beautiful I never forgot, and somebody else quoted this. I don't know if it's true, but she said, "I sit at my typewriter at 5:30 in the morning every day." Not to write, but in case something happens. So it's an act of faith.
So how many times have you set the clock, the timer, and then just sat there and for nothing? Just nothing.
Well, that's what happened that day. That, so as long as something happens. So I don't put any pressure on myself. And in writing or any of that is not – that the point is when I play tennis, right, and I watch Roger Federer slow motion and I do these things. I take lessons from this really great guy. I'm not trying to win anything, man. I just like the idea of getting better, and I change my grip and I tweak it, and then I'm hitting, and I'll have, 5 minutes where I actually feel like I'm a D1 player. Am I? No. But I can whack that ball, and dude, I look good for those 5 minutes. Now, if I try to play a game with that guy who I'm playing with, and he starts putting the ball where he wants it,
right,
we'll see you later, Bri.
Sure.
It's sad. But in the moment.
So in that moment, you can delude yourself into thinking,
well, I'm getting better at something. Like, right. I can, you know what it is? This is the best way to describe it. You want to, like, I'm never going to win. I'm never going to be a great boxer.
Right.
But when I get in the ring and I slug it out with somebody, at least after 3 years, somebody gave me a flashlight into a very dark room, and I'm able to kind of walk around with that light. So I get a little glimpse of what it's like to be, to box, to be able to punch somebody in the face and not get punched.
I love that you are so energized about learning anything, though, because I think a lot of people aren't. A lot of people lose their curiosity as they get older, and a lot of people lose they stop striving to be better at anything.
Because they think it's not for them. So I always say that to young men. I love young men. I was like, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. All right, cool, dude. Don't worry about that. Just start with one honest action. What do you want to do? Learn how to play the guitar. Learn 25 songs on the guitar and learn how to read the newspaper in Spanish. Get your black belt. Get your purple belt in jiu-jitsu. Just start there. One thing.
Just do something.
Just one language. It'll lead you into a community and it'll lead you into a whole world of other things.
Are you a motivational speaker?
You guys, he's a walking TED Talk.
Right?
That's right.
That is amazing.
My Instagram is Brian Callen. No, I don't believe in that stuff either. I'll tell you, the only self-help book I've ever read that I think is outstanding is Jordan Peterson's book, which I'm reading now, which is 12 Rules for Life. It's so much more than a self-help book. I mean, this is a deeply deep thinker. And I don't like these self-help things. I mean, I suppose there's a way to talk to yourself, but I mean, come on. Again, you're going to learn that by trying to get better at something. Just action.
I think it's time for you to write the book, Brian.
No way. I'm not ready. I have nothing.
I'm not ready.
Well, I just said,
sit in front of that typewriter, my friend.
Exactly.
20 minutes.
Until something happens. I like to wear my robe.
What do you think if you had not gotten the comedy bug and obviously been so good at it, or at least had the ability to learn to be good at it, what do you think you'd be doing now?
Teaching
what?
Probably... I just always loved teaching. I mean, I taught Taekwondo, you know, I mean, you know, whatever, but I like the idea of, you know, again, learning a language and getting in kind of passing that on. You know, I can't stand that people don't have anything to it bothers me that people have nowhere to place their energy. That's where trouble lies. Mm-hmm. And so when you're older, I always say to people, listen to me, not because I'm smarter, because I'm not. I'm not, man, but I made a lot more mistakes.
Already made them.
Yeah. So I've got better pattern recognition. You're heading toward that wall, bro. I can tell you, just turn the wheel a little bit. That might help you because you did that. I should have done that. How can you not tell somebody? How can you tell somebody not to make the mistakes you made when you see him heading?
Right.
You know.
Right.
You're not going to have my bone structure. You're not going to move through space the way I do.
Of course not.
But that's genetic.
But who is, right?
That's because God likes me more than you. But that's not important, Kevin.
I wish I had gotten this message many, many years ago before I wasted most of my adult life, Brian.
We all do, brother. We all do. The youth is wasted on the youth.
That's what they say.
Write that down. Get that as a tattoo.
You are doing, it seems to me, like more acting than ever before as well.
Well, if you call having your own show on ABC,
as a matter of fact, I do.
Whatever.
Can we take a break and come back? Can you stick around?
Sure.
Okay. Because we want to get into that. You got your own show, for God's
sakes. I got my kung fu class in about 20 minutes, but let's do this. Kidding. I don't have you stop for a second.
I didn't know. I was like,
kung fu class at 51.
Okay, we'll be right back. Portugal the Man on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Brian Callen is here tonight. You can see him at the K-Rock No Limited Comedy Night with Brad Williams at the Hollywood Park Casino. Have you ever done comedy there before, Brian? Has anybody ever done comedy there before?
I don't think so. I never have. I know it's
a new
Inglewood
thing, right?
Yeah.
It's by the Forum, yeah.
Brad Williams is hosting. You're on the lineup tonight. J.B. Ball, Kate Quigley, Garfunkel, and Oates. Tickets are on sale right now at playhpc.com. We're going to give away 5 pair to Kevin and Bean listeners who are lucky enough to be with us right now, though. 1-800-520-1067. You and your guests must be 21 and up. You can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. All right, you don't want to brag, but you do host your own ABC sitcom starting this fall, right?
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
How'd this all come about? Because I know you had shot it as kind of a spinoff of the Goldbergs. Yeah. It was going to take place in the high school. You're the gym teacher, very short shorts.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows, principal. We were all super stoked. Yeah. And then it seemed to just kind of go away.
Yeah, it's very rare. What happened was I think the pilot tested very, very high. I heard that it tested even higher than the Goldbergs in many categories, or most or all or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's from Adam Goldberg. And from Doug Robinson, who's the producer as well. And I remember it tested very well. All my character, everybody's character tested through the roof. I guess there was one person or somebody, you know, who knows in the room who goes, I don't know, something. All right, that's it. And then I had lunch with Doug Robinson, who runs Happy Madison Productions, and he's just an awesome guy. And he goes, I hate to lose. This isn't over. I was like, take it easy, dude. I've been doing this business for too long. It's gone. It's over. You know, you don't even miss a beat after a while. You've been doing it a long time.
Right.
Plus, we got the Goldbergs. It's awesome. And he goes, no, it's not over. And so he, along with, I think, Adam Goldberg, we're like, let's air the pilot. Let's put it in the lineup. and it went, and it just went through the roof. And then they saw that Young Sheldon and the sequel to Blackish were doing so well. And I think ABC said, let's give it a shot.
Here's what I don't understand. There's so many bad shows on. Yeah. Why does it take so much work, so much faith, so much?
It's always because it's expensive. It's expensive. And I think my guess is
your expense the biggest expense?
Well, do I get everywhere with a helicopter? Yes, okay. But I give some money to charity.
Okay,
I don't know, but I tip. I tip well. I tip well, and the orphanage I open is, we haven't turned a profit yet, but it's doing well. It doubles as a shoe factory. So in that sense, those kids can cobble. If you adopt one of our kids, you'll never have to buy shoes again. And that's what it says on the brochure. But anyway, don't worry, they're not American.
Well, I've already given to the orphanage that makes iPods, though. I find that more fun.
Well, that's what they, yeah, and you got to, they don't, just don't feed them meat because they're prone to rage. Now, no, I don't know, man. It's always expensive. It's just awesome. It's amazing. Sometimes you hit a milestone and you're like, I get my own show. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Have you started filming?
No, we start shooting in August.
And then when is it supposed to spring? Are we supposed
to? Well, I don't know. I think it's a mid-season or something. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, with this whole Roseanne thing, I think there was question about what everybody's lineup was going to be.
Sure.
Stuff, so.
The Goldbergs, by the way, quietly has become one of the best shows on television. It's not a flashy show.
No.
It's not a show that people talk about that much, but every week you tune in and it's so consistent and so funny.
It's so funny, and also the message, the idea is always, let's not be cynical. You know, that we live in a cynical time where most people feel like they can't contribute any meaning to anything. There's no point to anything. And when you start talking about, you know, doing the right thing, you know, or kind of that if you enter the contract with good faith, you'll get out what you put in. That stuff is all mocked.
Yeah.
And the Goldbergs is like, no, you know what? Sometimes things work out. Be a good person and do what you're supposed to do. And that's the message. And I think people have nostalgia for that. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing for school, this new show. It's going to be the same idea. Why have the teachers be cynical? They're trying to make a difference. You don't see that a lot. And I believe in that.
You have been on so many shows over the years, everything from Two Broke Girls to Californication to CSI Miami. So many different shows you've guested on. Do you have a favorite acting experience in your past? Was it when you were on Reba?
Well, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it. No, I've never had a I have to say the Goldbergs is probably my favorite because the people that I work with are so hilarious. It's the only show, I swear to God, where I've never had to do any improv.
Is that right? Because it's written so well.
I say this all the time. I'm like, they write way better than I can improvise.
Wow.
And, you know, usually you get hired, you're a comic, and you throw things in there like, yeah, it's great, try that. Nah. I don't have to do anything.
You
I show up
and
just say my lines, man. So when you're around those kind of people that have been writing on TV shows and you're around people that have been working on TV shows for so long, you don't find a more professional group of people. It's such a collaborative process. You're talking about people that get along and know how to behave. If you had those kind of people running this country, everything would get done immediately.
Amen.
They just solve problems, man. You got crew people. It's like, I need to hang some Indian corn up there if I could, and then I need a unicorn to fly through if I could and spear this whale. And they're like, just give me about 20 minutes. How do you do it all? It's amazing.
It seems that the odds against putting together a group of people that are that talented and all get along well is almost...
It's because there are so many moving parts.
Yes.
Alec Baldwin said, when a movie works, it's an accident. Because it's just so many moving parts. That's why when you get a part like this, when you're on a TV show, shut up, man. Get on your knees and say thank you. It doesn't get better. Because the chances, I've been doing this for how long? It never works out. And it's nobody's fault. It's just because...
That's how it is.
It's just how it is. And then you get picked up for 13 episodes. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, Brian, we are out of time, I'm sorry to say. Fighter and the Kid podcast going well?
Yes, sir. Having a blast. Always good. Always going well.
You can check that out. Also, the Mixed Mental Arts podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it's now the Brian Callen Show, interviewing scientists and authors and trying to solve problems, guys.
I love that. And one more plug for tonight, the K-Rock No Limit Comedy Night with Brad Williams and special guests, including Brian Callen, Garfunkel & Oates, J.B. Ball, and Kate Quigley. Tickets on sale right now. PlayHPC.com. It's going to be a super fun night out there at the Hollywood Park Casino. We love you, man. Thanks for coming
by. Thanks, brother. Thank you, guys.
Take it, man.
Less than 1 hour from right now, by the way, we'll give you more tickets for 30 Seconds tomorrow, as we do it every morning at 9 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You get to see them at the Forum in July, and you qualify for a trip to see them in San Francisco. By the way, Walk the Moon opening, right. Kayflay, Wellesley Arms, pretty good night of rock and roll at the Forum. Your chance to win coming up in less than 60 minutes right here on K-Rock.
Ellie, what was the tweet that you read yesterday?
I saw a tweet that said, what's the dumbest lie you ever told? And some of the
responses...
The dumbest
lie you ever told. Okay.
Some of the responses were amazing. A gentleman said, I tried to convince everyone that I said zoom, zoom at the end of that commercial. Like, why would you ever?
You know, maybe that lie works because how are they going to check?
Yeah, how do you source that?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
What commercial is that, by the way?
But who? It's a Mazda.
The Mazda car commercial.
Yeah. And it ends zoom, with zoom, zoom? Zoom?
Yes. Yeah. It's sort of a whisper kind of. It's almost zoom, like zoom. It's almost like you couldn't ever tell whether it was or not. That's a pretty good lie.
Why would somebody think that that would impress another person?
Great
though,
question.
To be that person. Like, why would you ever make that up about yourself?
Another one, I told everyone at school that Tina Turner was my aunt. They'd ask for photos, but I'd say, she doesn't take family photos. She's so busy taking them with other people.
Why would you lie about who's in your family?
Right?
This is the topic, by the way. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067, the dumbest lie you ever told to impress someone.
I bet there are a lot of people, I don't know why I'm saying this, I have nothing to back this up on, but that Tina Turner lie sounds like something that a lot of people might try and get away with because it's hard to source.
Right, mm-hmm.
It's hard to source.
But how do you choose that person mm-hmm. for that lie?
Right.
Like, why don't you make it someone, I don't know. Relevant.
What about if you had to wear an eye patch for the summer? You had something done to your eye, uh-huh. but instead you tell everyone because you have a tiny hand that you're covering? Is that a good lie?
Do you have a tiny hand that's
a tiny
growing
hand that's
out of
growing
your eye?
Out of where your eye should
be. Yes, that's the best lie ever.
That's my favorite. People are just insane.
That's a list of that someone tried?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Yes, Muggs is running
Muggs
in here.
Muggs is running in. I got one.
Muggs has got a good one. So Muggs. The topic is 1-800-520-1067. The dumbest lie, right? That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
The dumbest lie you ever told anyone. It could be to impress someone. It could be to make yourself look good. Muggs, you perked right up when you heard we were doing this.
Yeah, it tapped into this memory I had when I was younger. All the kids that I grew up with had siblings. Mm-hmm. So when I would meet somebody new who had a sibling, they'd ask me, hey, do you have a brother or sister? I said, yeah, I got a younger brother and an older sister. They're really cool. Just so I could fit in. Just so I could be like them.
You didn't have either.
Aww. I didn't have either. I'm an only child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your parents looked at you and said, nope,
that's enough.
We're done. We're done. Yep.
And Muggs, did you ever find yourself in a position where your siblings should have been around and your friends were like, all right, where's your brother? Where's your sister?
I can't remember, but yeah, I would keep it going. I mean, if people would ask me like for details, I'd be like, yeah, you know, he's a college basketball player now, or she does this.
See, now you're getting to lies where they could actually research it.
Right.
And realize that it's not true.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Muggs. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take Veronica. She's in Whittier. She is up first here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about the dumbest lie you told.
Oh, I would, in high school, I would tell people I went to a concert, like the Rolling Stones concert, the very next morning. Mm-hmm. I'd take the ticket stub that my sister would leave on the dresser from the night before with her brand new t-shirt.
Oh, so she went? Your sister went?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she'd go to a lot of concerts. She's 5 years older.
Right. So you'd take the ticket and then you would tell everybody at school that you went.
Yeah, I'd be wearing the t-shirt, go to school yawning, and I'd be like, yeah, I just went to the concert last night and wave the ticket stub around.
Woo, I'm exhausted. Wow.
I bet that made you seem really, really cool to the other people you were at school with, though.
Oh, yeah. I was in 10th grade going to Rolling Stones concert.
Yep. I love it. All right. Thank you very much for the call. We got to get Omar in here. Didn't Omar lie to get this job or something?
Oh, he lied. 100%. Yeah. We said, do you know how to run the board, which is the controls here? Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, of course. Had no idea. None.
I have heard of a lot of situations where people have lied figuring, okay, before I start this job, I've got time to learn that skill.
Right,
so
sure.
I'm just going to pretend I already know it.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't you? If somebody asks you if you could do something, you say yes.
But something like learning a board, that's a trade. That's very true.
How dare you?
Very true.
All right. Let's take Terry real quick. Terry is on line four. Highland Park. Terry, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking biggest lie. What you got?
Dumbest.
Hey,
biggest dumbest.
I'm a jerk. I used to say my granddaddy was black so that I could say the N-word.
Oh, no. Terry. Wait, let me ask this question. Did it even work? Like, was it acceptable then?
I mean, I'm a little darker, so I know that people might think I'm biracial, so it kind of worked, but most people didn't appreciate it.
It sounds racist.
It is racist. That's a big N-O. Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
That's absurd.
Let's do one more before the break. Make it Martha Whittier, line five, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show. I wish we hadn't heard that.
I'm glad we had. Martha.
Hi.
How are
you doing?
Good. Thanks. We're talking about dumb lies.
Yeah. When my son was five, I told him moms don't fart.
Oh, that's true, right? I mean, girls don't fart in general.
Sure, Bean.
That's what I've been told.
Right.
It was a couple years later that I farted in front of him, and he was very indignant.
He must have been so angry with you. All right. 1-800-520-1067, the dumbest lie you told your call. All right, just ahead of Queens of the Stone Age, let's take one call. Let's make it Annette. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
One time I went out to a bar, and I pretended like I was British. And I was talking in an English accent the whole night, and I gave this guy my phone number. I got pretty wasted, and the next day he called me, and I answered the phone in my regular voice.
Oh. Can I hear your British accent, please?
All right, hello, how are you doing? I'm Annette Halbert, and I'm going to tell you that I'm so hot. I think that's not British. I think it's more Australian. I don't even know.
Whatever it is, it works for me, Annette. Please call back often. Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Look, we've all made stuff up, right? We've all told dumb lies. We want your calls coming up next on K-Rock. Got another World Cup date coming up in about 50 minutes or so here on K-Rock. All the news off the soccer field going on in Russia for the World Cup. First, though, we're talking about your dumb lies that you told. I feel like this is the topic that the Kevin and Bean listeners could go all day
How dare you, sir?
I'm just suggesting. Like Jacob, my man on line one, he's in El Monte. This is exactly what we're talking about. I don't know how this lie doesn't come back to bite you, but let's see what happened. Jacob, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. What happened?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I was getting in an argument with my aunt, and she made the point like, oh, you'll understand my point when you have kids. And I told her, oh, I already have a son. And she was like, what? Really? And
that seems very traceable.
I told her, like, yeah, I just don't like spending time with him because he's such a big disappointment. And, you know, like, made it out like I'm a really bad dad.
So not only did you lie that you had a son, but you hated him.
Yeah.
He was a very realistic parent, though.
And I'm like, shut up, nerd.
What the hell?
I mean, keep doing what you're doing, Jacob, I guess, right?
That's what we're saying, sure.
Let's say hi to Manya, line three. Manya is a name I've not heard before.
Hey, Manya.
I kind of like it. Hey, Manya, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? It's Russian, just so you know.
Okay, good for you.
So I pretty much, just to be part of the cool kids club in the sixth grade, I lied about being on my period when all the other girls were on their period.
Nah.
So they thought, yeah, that's how I, you know, became popular, I guess, for a little while.
Sure.
That's how they found out about it.
I mean,
it,
that makes sense. Did they find out that you were lying?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they would always ask questions, like personal questions about how,
right,
you know, the things I would use and all of that. And I pretty much, well, I had an older sister, so it was pretty easy to, you know, give them the details. But, you know.
Yep. But you got to keep, that's like exactly the kind of lie, though, that you got to keep it up and make sure that you don't accidentally say something that's going to get you in trouble.
I mean, it really didn't help in my older life to keep lying like that because, you know.
Right. Understood. Thank you, Manya. Appreciate that. Let's try Dusty, line four, Mission Viejo. Hey, Dusty. Thanks for calling the Kevin Bean Show, talking about dumb lies.
Hey, guys. So back when I was still an active duty Marine with the short haircuts and everything, I had an ingrown toenail because of the boots, and it was all bandaged up, and my buddy convinced me to go to Disneyland. I'm like, dude, I'm not going. I can't walk. He's like, I'll rent a wheelchair. and I'll push you all day. I was like, hey, get pushed around. That sounds good. So we're getting all the front of the line access because it was before the fast pass. Mm-hmm. But everybody in line is curious, like, what happened to your foot? It's all bandaged up and bloody. I'm like, I got shot at the rifle range. They're like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Nice. By the way, I think there's a whole segment on just people who lie about injuries so they don't have to wait in line at Disneyland. I bet that's pretty common lie.
I did it.
What?
You did not.
I did.
Kevin.
I'm so much worse than Dusty because Dusty at least had an injury.
Oh, we're doing this tomorrow.
I wrapped my foot and ankle. And went in a wheelchair so I could go to the front of the line. There was nothing wrong with me.
Why would you think that was okay?
14-year-old a-hole, that's why.
Were you 14?
Were you, or were you 34,
I
Kevin?
I mean, I assume I was 14.
Kevin.
That just reminded me.
Let's go to line 8. By the way, we can do a whole segment just on Kevin's dumb lies. This is going to be Lakewood's Daniel. This is a very funny lie. I can't wait to see how it worked out for him. Daniel, welcome to the show. What happened?
Thank you. Good morning. Well, you know, young in middle school trying to impress the girls, I told them that I was at the concert during the Duran Duran concert where they shot the reflex video where all the water came cascading down onto the crowd.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I told them.
So you told them that you were there, so you were in the video? Did they look for you in the video?
No, because it was a big crowd. I just said, oh, I got wet, soaking wet during the concert. It was super fun. Yeah, that's what I told them, but nobody seemed to be too impressed about it.
You have to pick a lie that people are impressed by, I think.
And I'm a little bit surprised, based on the year of your lie and the amount of females in the audience when you lied, I would think that just reflected glory, being so close to Duran Duran, would have scored some points for you.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but yeah, I grew up in the inner city, so everybody listened to rap at the time, so nobody really knew who Duran Duran was.
Yeah, I'm proud. Misjudged your audience. All right, Daniel, thank you. Let's try Alfonso line 7 up next. Alfonso's in Brea, and we welcome him to the show.
Hey, Alfonso.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Allie, I love you.
I love you.
You told a dumb lie. What was it?
It was that. That was
it.
Lie.
That was it. Oh.
See what he does?
Yeah.
What was it?
Actually, I was crushing. I was about 12, 13 years old. I was crushing on a girl, and my friend lent me his mongoose bike.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to go talk to her, and I told her, oh, yeah, this is my bike. I just got it. And then my other friend came over and said, hey, Butch wants his bike back.
Oh,
shortest lie ever.
Just C-blocking at 12, right?
Right?
Oh, I love those mongooses, though, that had the padding in the middle and that was like yellow and black checkers.
Right.
All the hot dudes had those.
Sure.
See?
Except for Alfonso.
You would have fallen for it. You would have fallen for it if you didn't know. All right, Alfonso. Bruce wants his bike back. Let's try Guy, line 5, Lomita, up next on the Kevin Bean Show.
Sorry, hold on. Went to the wrong line. Line 5. Hi, Guy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Dumb lie you told.
Well, when I was younger, I told a lie about having sex as a clown to win station crap on one of your competitors' radio stations.
So, were you ever a clown, or were you lying about everything?
I lied about everything.
Okay, so you said you were a clown that had sex.
The radio was on. The whole family heard it. We all got a great laugh out of it. And they sent me a box of crap.
All right.
Now, are you lying about that now, though?
Ooh, good question, Bean.
I am not lying about
that. How do we know?
Yeah, see? You're sketchy, man.
My wife loves me because I have a great sense of humor. It was pretty damn funny at the time.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I like it.
By the way, make a note. We need you to do a phone-in topic if you've ever had sex in a clown suit.
I got to call back in.
Yeah, that's right. Let's try Santa Ana's. Jason, line 1, please, up next on the Kevin DeVincio. Wow. Like I said, we could go all
we
day
really
with
could,
these
yeah.
lies.
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, I had, or mostly through elementary school as well, I had a bad speech impediment. I couldn't pronounce my R's correctly.
Right.
So everyone used to ask if I had an accent or what was wrong with it. And so I got tired of having to explain that I had a speech impediment and couldn't pronounce my R's. So I just went with the fact that it was an accent. I was from New York.
Sure.
So I told everyone that I was from New York, and for a while it went by.
I assume that worked.
Yeah, it went pretty well until people started asking why I didn't have memories from New York, and I always liked, and I told them it because I told them I moved here too young, and I didn't remember. But then they started putting it together that if I didn't remember that when I was young, I wouldn't have developed an accent.
It's not a good lie, Jason. I got
to
be honest.
We need to introduce you to our friend who has a great British accent from earlier.
Sounds good.
appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51.
And you were only about 5 minutes or so away from your tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars at the Forum July 19th and be qualified to see them in San Francisco. It's K-Rock's road trip number 3, 30 Seconds to Mars in San Francisco. Details at KROQ.com. Stand by for your chance to win. I got a peanut stuck in my mouth.
I'm sorry?
What? Peanut.
Oh, yeah. You didn't enunciate, so.
First, here's on. Allie. What's happening?
Remember when we were talking about malls? It seems like 4 hours ago.
Yep, it does.
It really does. We were talking about how often we go to malls nowadays, and I was shocked that Kevin said every couple of months.
Well, because there's an Apple store there for the most part.
Okay.
So, really, yeah. That's pretty much only.
And I guess, I mean, I go to the Grove, but I don't think of the Grove as a mall.
I mean, technically it probably is, but not okay. Really. Yeah.
I'm talking like back in the day, meet me at the Topanga Mall, son. Yeah. That's what I would say. I just don't do it much anymore.
Right.
That's why when I saw this story, I thought this is an interesting thing. That despite the fact that malls are kind of going by the wayside because people continue to online shop, folks in Miami, Florida are going to have the most expensive mall ever built.
This seems like poor timing.
It really does.
With what's going on with malls?
It's called American Dream Miami. It would be the largest and most expensive, costing an estimated $4 billion. Inside the mall, 2,000 hotel rooms.
Okay.
An indoor ski slope. An ice climbing wall. A water park with a submarine lake where guests could enter a plexiglass submarine and descend underwater.
So there's a lot of other reasons to go to this mall other than shopping.
Yes. It
seems they're making
like,
it a theme park.
Yeah, a theme park with, they're going to have, here's what the breakdown is. A third consisting of retail shopping, two-thirds as an entertainment complex. It's going to be 5 million square feet.
Wow.
What?
Did you say 2,000, like, apartments? People will live at the mall?
2,000 hotel rooms.
Hotel rooms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the developers expect to attract about 30 million tourists annually. That's,
I mean, like the Mall of America, for instance, and the largest mall in North America right now in Edmonton, that's why they stay so popular year after year is they have things like skating rinks.
Yeah, and the attractions.
There's a Knott's Berry Farm, if I recall correctly, inside the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
A Knott's Berry Farm inside. So I guess you give people enough reasons to come. By the way, skiing in Miami.
Right.
Right.
That's
right.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
I thought the,
if you live in Miami.
The indoor ski slope and an ice climbing wall. It's hotter than heck in Miami.
That's
probably,
feel good.
Yeah, a welcome thing. But my God, estimated $4 billion.
Doesn't seem like great timing, but let's see.
It doesn't, but we will soon see. Absolutely. Speaking of great timing, do we need a new political drama coming out? Not sure, but this time, it's Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
He's great. It's a biography of the charismatic yet flawed 1988 Democratic presidential hopeful Gary Hart. The film reportedly will give some insight into Hart, who ended his run for president after details of his extramarital affair with Donna Rice.
Well, we've gotten past all that now. No one cares.
Yeah, right?
Who cares, first of all? Affairs. And second of all, we have gotten past that.
And, I mean, come on. Gary Hart? Are people demanding a movie about Gary Hart?
They are not.
Seems like poor planning as well.
They are not.
That's what I'm saying. This whole segment is poor planning. Which brings me to Pearl Jam.
May I say before you get to Pearl Jam?
Sure.
Because, I never see anything. I'm a guy who never sees anything.
Mm-hmm.
My bride and I enjoyed the Hugh Jackman P.T. Barnum Circus movie over the weekend.
Oh, what's absolutely. Yes. Greatest Showman on Earth.
That was it. Greatest Showman, yes.
Yes.
And Hugh Jackman is just the eighth wonder of the world, man. He's fantastic in that
really
movie.
Talented.
I mean, I think he's good in everything, but I really, really enjoyed that movie. I really, really enjoyed him a lot. So maybe he's just one of those actors we just got to trust and go, look, he's got great instincts in films.
Right,
but
Gary
he's a
Hart.
Great actor. I know, but he's a great actor. He probably wouldn't sign on for it if it were crappy.
All right. What'd you think of the bearded lady?
She's adorable.
So good.
Wasn't she? She was so good. Yes, amazing. So, all right, Pearl Jam, sorry.
Pearl Jam had to cancel its second show at London's O2 Arena last night. Eddie Vedder lost his voice, and the band tweeted, quote, he's on vocal rest for the next few days in an effort to heal and perform the remainder of tour dates. The show will be rescheduled, and the next Pearl Jam gig is Friday in Milan.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more.
I was just going to say, how does it not happen more?
You see guys that are on tour for 3 years,
yes,
and they don't have to cancel a show because they're sick or their voice or anything. It's crazy.
There was a cell phone video from the show released, and I have some of that.
You do? That's great.
I mean, Eddie did try to sing, but it just didn't sound. I didn't think it sounded good, but you tell me what you guys think. Wake up, teenagers. Don't play with the guns. Stop playing with the guns. Train the bullets on each other. I didn't think it sounded
a little pitchy, dog.
I mean, for the O2, they expect
right?
more. Yeah.
The rest of the band sounded terrible, too.
Who was that?
Sam.
God damn it. Wow.
How could you not recognize him?
I mean.
Have you not heard the Armenian Comedian songs?
I don't believe I have, but I mean, yes, I have.
I believe that one is called Stop Spraying Bullets on Each Other.
I think we need a segment.
No, I mean, I have heard them. They're Stop Spraying Bullets.
Oh, we have time
bullets.
Tomorrow. Great.
I have heard.
Oh, no, no. Let's just
Allie hasn't heard Oh Mama, Oh Papa.
Oh, what a heartbreaker that is.
It really takes it down.
It really does.
Oh, you're going to love it so much.
So emotional. Can't wait.
Damn, why not? Why?
Can't wait.
You brought this on yourself, young lady.
Can't wait.
I'm talking to myself.
You are.
Oh, goodness. I love when people say, like, what a new trend is going to be because somebody wore it once.
Yeah.
Well, now it's official. The 90s are back with a vengeance thanks to Hailey Baldwin. She's been spotted wearing cutoff shorts with combat boots on several occasions. So it's now the new hottest look for summer 2018.
That's a woman for you.
That is a woman for you. You're right. You're right. But I'm not going to lie. Back in the 90s when... wear shorts or skirts? Absolutely. With either construction boots or you wear, you know, combat boots. It's kind of a cool look, right?
Sure.
So kudos, Haley. I support you.
All right.
Hello.
Nope. Some birthdays for you. Singer Brian Wilson. Actors Christopher Mintz-Plasse, John Goodman, Nicole Kidman, and singer Lionel Richie.
That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
That's what's happening.
You guys, James Montes from La Habra listening to the Kevin Bean Show this morning, and it paid off. He just won tickets to 30 Seconds to Mars at the Forum on July 19th and is qualified for a trip to see them in San Francisco, including round-trip airfare and hotel. It's every day, all day this week on K-Rock at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. By the way, if you go to K-Rock.com, you can also enter for a chance to play guitar with the band. Pretty sweet deal, huh?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Look. I know everybody's not pleased with the results of the scientific survey.
But that's law. That's how it works.
It's the law.
Right?
I mean, we have to do what the people say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Claudia's on board, though. She says, hey, guys, how about Pippa on the next Kevin and Bean T-shirt? Am I right?
Claudia.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Claudia. It's a great idea. Poor Pippa.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, how about one more look at what's happening here on this Wednesday? Here's Allie.
How about one more text from your wife that just came in?
Uh-oh.
Makes me nervous when she listens to the show.
Hey, sorry about Pippa. Tomorrow could be your day. Don't give up. What is wrong with
She's
that
literally
family?
Funnier than Bean.
She is taunting. Yeah.
She wakes up every day hoping today's the day that Pippa makes it back from crocodiles. That's all. But there's no way to tell.
Right?
But
hope springs eternal.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Right? Don't be so pessimistic, Allie.
Right?
You're right. So Paul McCartney releasing his first studio album in 5 years called Egypt Station. So Bean pulled a couple clips of two songs that he just released today. None of us have heard them.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, this is called Come On To Me. Yeah, I love Chinese.
I don't think that's it. May I say something before we hear the song?
Yes.
Look.
You've heard them.
I haven't heard him.
Okay, you haven't.
I just sent him to Allie. Okay. I have not heard them
all yet. Right, okay. He's not trying anymore, though, right?
I don't know. Okay. His last album had some good songs in it. New had some really good songs in it, but I understand that his hit-to-flop ratio has flipped upside down from the early days. I get that. Most of his songs aren't good. But he is 76 years old, and he's still out there trying, and I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I got my fingers crossed. I hope these songs are going to be good. So what's the first one called?
This is called Come On To Me.
We need to find a place where we can be alone to spend some special time without it.
But that doesn't mean the other song isn't really, really good, though, right?
That was the clip, though.
It sounded like a fake clip. That's like a little kid writing a song and then make it Beatley.
Sort of, yeah.
A little bit. If I come on to you, will you come on to me?
I didn't love it.
I mean, no. This is the guy that wrote Somebody's Knocking on the Door, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's knocking on the door. Do me a favor. Answer the door.
Right.
What the F is that?
You mind
getting
that?
Maybe I'm Amazed and Band on the Run. I mean, right. The Live and Let Die.
Sure,
the guy has written some phenomenal. He wrote freaking Back in the USSR.
He wrote that last song, too.
Okay.
All right. We've got another one.
All right.
Okay, good.
This one is called I Don't Know.
Where am I going wrong? I don't know, but it's all right. Sleep tight. I will take the strain.
All right, I gotta tell you, that doesn't sound terrible.
No.
You already hear the whole thing, but it doesn't sound terrible.
All right,
but
Paul.
But it's better than Ebony and Ivory.
Listen, everything is.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I'd like to hear more of that song.
Zero for effort.
Oh.
Zero for style.
Okay, I don't think.
Zero for star quality.
It's harsh.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
I don't feel like there's a zero for star quality.
Oh, no. However, absolutely not.
I am excited about McCartney on Carpool Karaoke this week with James Corden. I think that's going to be super fun.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree.
And he apparently showed up at just a random pub, started playing.
You know why? Because they're going to play his good songs.
You think?
Yeah.
Not going to play Come On To Me?
I hope they play Come On To Me, and I hope they play Meat Free Monday.
I hope that he sings Come On To Me to James Corden, and they harmonize.
Okay, we're going
to. We need to find a place where we can be alone to spend some special
time. All this needs is a banjo.
If someone comes on to you, are you then in turn coming on to them, or are you just reciprocating? Are you just into it? I mean, just semantically, that's wrong. Right? Who's with me?
I mean, if you're an English teacher, sure.
If I come on to me, yes. You...
If you come on to me, then I'm just responding. I'm not coming on to you. Yeah, it's absurd. Of course.
Come on, Paul.
He doesn't write songs anymore.
Get it together.
Stay on target.
All right.
Stay on
target. Reboot alert, guys. Could The Nanny be the next show to get the reboot treatment?
Oh, no.
Fran Drescher hinted to Entertainment Tonight that people really love that show. It's downright unreal, and says she's been working on, quote, a very big project with co-creator Peter Mark Jacob. Fran says it's going to be very exciting for the fans, but isn't at liberty to announce any details.
I'm with the buzzer.
Really?
Yeah.
The original ran for
Never
six
liked
seasons.
It. Never liked
93
it.
93 to 99. Really?
Just couldn't take the voice. It was just too much. It was just too much.
The British guy.
Didn't watch it because of the voice.
And the voice that she had.
Couldn't do it.
I have the red carpet tape, Kevin. We apparently interviewed Fran Drescher.
We
at one
did.
Point.
All right, yes.
Let's hear some of this.
This is
the
great.
Makeover of the night on the red carpet. Fran Drescher joining us up here. You know, we were talking as you were coming up that you've done a movie with Pierce Brosnan before, The Beautician and the Beast. Did you ever imagine he'd end up being a James Bond?
I didn't. Pierce Brosnan was not in Petition in the Beast.
Really?
I think I'm going to get back on the line.
Okay, so that was our
encounter on the red carpet in front of a crowd.
What exactly did you mean by makeover of the night?
I was asking him that, too, because that sounds like now she looks good.
Oh, look how you gussied yourself up.
Because before, there were all those issues.
Bean.
I think that was my intention, yes. I think that's what the point I was making, is that she looked pretty good.
Compared
nothing
to...
Nothing about that clip worked. Could have been worse on every level.
Look, here's all I'll say in Bean's defense. Uh-huh. When you put yourself in the positions that we do all the time, you're going to make mistakes. And with her, it's one of those things where we're on the red carpet and somebody says, okay, do you want this person? We're like, we don't know who they are. Okay. Fran Drescher's five feet away. You want to interview her? We're like, okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hectic.
Oh,
but I would have like to take that back. I would. It definitely, definitely could have been better.
All right.
I think it's perfect just the way it is.
That is nice. That is real nice. So CBS says they put together a new 5-year deal with Star Trek Discovery showrunner Alex Kurtzman and his production company. Here's the thing. They're going to be bringing new Star Trek series, including traditional shows like Discovery, some shorter miniseries, and possibly some animation to the network.
Hmm.
So this is like all Star Trek all the time. Here's why I'm telling you this.
Okay.
The Hollywood Reporter says Patrick Stewart might be back in one of them as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in a new series. I mean,
do you remember how great he was when he came in?
I have never been more attracted to an octogenarian in my life. I don't even know if he's that old. But
I don't think he's that old.
Oh, my gosh. He was so witty. He was so fun.
Witty, funny, but so self-deprecating and was...
Yes.
He was no better than any of us. Mm-mm. And we were all thinking, well, he's way better than us.
Yes.
Not to him, though.
No,
he was... He's also a phenomenal actor, too.
Yeah.
So you're saying he was acting like he wasn't better than us.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I'm very excited. This is very big news.
And then after he was here, he did all those posts where he was... he had a dog, a pit bull, that they were... what's it called when you take a dog in?
And rescue?
Yeah, but they were...
Train?
Yeah, but you're going to give
first
it back.
First
fostering.
Word.
Fostering. Okay. When he was fostering this dog, and there were just videos of him just hugged up on this pit bull, laying down by the pool with this dog. It just was so beautiful, everything about him. And...
He's the best.
I recall him wearing a pink shirt. And his arms in the shirt.
Okay, I don't recall that.
I was like, how? Part. You are jacked.
Okay.
You look fantastic,
sir. Stay on target.
Another good point. And congratulations to, congratulations to Eva Longoria. She gave birth to a little baby boy named Santiago Enrique Baston. She just had a baby yesterday. Good for you.
Congrats.
First time mama. Good stuff.
And that little baby
to
grow up
God.
To be Adolf Hitler.
No. Not what we're saying at all. Oh, goodness.
Kids are stupid.
Some birthdays for you. Singer Brian Wilson. Actor Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Actors Nicole Kidman and John Goodman. And singer Lionel Richie.
That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie. And he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
And that's what's happening.
Bean high-fived himself after that.
Yeah.
Nailed it. The SoCal Helpful Honda, my brand new show tomorrow. We have Sam Richardson on the program.
Oh, I love Sam Richardson so much.
Love him so much.
From Veep, from Detroiters.
Yep.
So funny.
Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow, and your passes for Mission Impossible Fallout, and your tickets for 30 Seconds to Mars. All tomorrow morning.